local and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Disc jockeys for today's program provided by Jocks R Us.
The kids went crazy for it. I don't understand it, but, well, who cares?
Things are going to start happening to me now.
Say now!
Hey, that sounds great.
We are here to pump you out.
Yay!
The kids like it. We like it, too. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, April 3rd. Hi, Lauren.
Hello. How are you?
Really good.
Good.
How about yourself, Husker Nick? Good?
Awesome. Outstanding. Fantastic. I mean, dude, it was a nice day yesterday.
Yesterday beautiful was day. Really
Carter
really
got
nice.
Out and played a bunch. There is a 70-degree golf day in my horizon on
nice.
Friday. Like, life is good right now.
Yeah, we were out.
I'm so happy.
My son had a baseball game yesterday for Northeast. They won against North Star. So
nice. Good job.
Nice
congrats.
Day to sit at the ballpark and just kind of chill out and watch a ball game.
There were a lot. I drove by, I guess it was Yankee Hill Golf Club yesterday.
Yeah,
that's
where I'll be.
There were so many people
yes.
out there.
That's what Friday, I'm going to come in here now, like real early so I can get all my stuff done.
Yeah.
So I can get out about 40 minutes earlier than normal so I can go get golf. Friday is golf day.
And it looks like it's going to be a good day for it too, 68.
Yep, going to be really nice.
Yeah, rain, but not till later.
Yep, right.
So
it's going to
be good earlier.
That should be fantastic.
The weekend's going to be pretty good.
Today looks rainy.
Yep.
Says steady rain in the morning, showers continuing through the afternoon, chance of rain 70%.
This is one of those where I got to stick with Kix Doppler radar because it says 71 and sunny Friday on the Kix Doppler radar.
It's more optimistic.
I'm going to go with our Kix Doppler radar.
The Kix Doppler
optimism.
Way more
74
optimistic.
On Saturday, according to Kix Doppler. See, we're an optimistic Doppler radar. Doesn't mean you should trust it. It's an optimistic
true.
Radar.
We're very optimistic about it.
It's because we're not actually on TV. Like, Lauren's looking at 10-11. They're fearmongers over there. That's what they're in. That's
Brad Anderson's a fearmonger.
Weather and Fox News, fearmongering at its best.
Well, that's because if they don't say it's going to rain and it rains on people's plans,
right.
People call and like threaten the lives of the meteorologist.
Really?
Not really, but the people get angry.
Come and shoot your porch light out type of thing?
I will say, if I was a meteorologist, I would definitely know Kung Fu, just in case. Like, that would be something I'd need in my back pocket.
People get so angry at meteorologists.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Whether they're right or wrong.
It's because they control the weather,
yeah. right?
And sometimes they make it crappy out.
If fun little gimmick, if they would, like, put up, a little light outside and, like, a table with a slingshot on it, you could shoot out their porch light if they're wrong on a forecast.
Wow.
Like right out
or less than that, what if we just had one of those dunk tanks?
Oh.
And people could show up and throw balls at the little target for charity.
Brad Anderson was wrong and dunk
yeah,
him.
Take that, weather warlock.
Well, and whenever they're wrong, people always do that. I wish I could be wrong 70% of the time at my job and get to keep my job. I mean, they literally are being asked to predict the future.
Yeah,
like the news people are right more of the time because they're telling you things that already happened.
So, Rusty, who used to be on 10-11, is a good friend. And I used to flip him crap all the time whenever like it wouldn't rain or it wouldn't snow or something, Lincoln Dome. And same line I used on him. I said, boy, I wish I could make a living being wrong all the time. He goes, I listen to your sports show. And I was like, really good point. I'm wrong all the time on there.
Solid burn, Rusty.
Solid point, Rusty.
That's a good one.
Man. It's true.
So really, there's not a lot of difference between like someone who covers the Huskers for the sports media and a weatherman, because we don't know what we're talking about either.
At least they've got science to look at.
That's
stay put. Here's what's next with the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, we got a full show for you, including couples therapy. You getting in and letting us know the times you were right and your parents were absolutely wrong. That'll be coming up later on in the show. It's on Facebook and Twitter now. And then $1,000 and concert tickets with Cash and Concerts. Next, your first key.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
We running this, let's go.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look at the mother.
I feel pretty good about myself that I was able to bring that out instead of the Love Boat cruise theme.
Yay!
I haven't heard that song in forever. I'm going to have to listen to that later today.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that boat.
The I'm
on
a Boat song is,
Lonely Island. They're awesome.
Lonely Island and T-Pain on that one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering. The reason I bring that up is because there was a cruise that got pulled over in Portugal last week.
Okay.
And six men and six women were arrested on said cruise.
Uh-oh. Were they doing the dirty? Was there like something going on that those six people were
in between
just
shuffleboard?
12 people,
and
six men and six women. I suppose it depends on what you mean by the dirty.
They were doing dirty. They had 18 kilograms of coke that
they were partying.
That's $2.6 million worth of cocaine.
No, they were trying to smuggle it in.
Hold on, they were swinging. 100%.
He was a swingers party.
They were all hopped up on cocaine.
How long was that cruise?
On a cruise and they were just swinging. It was like, tonight I'll take those two. You get these two. Here's some coke. Take the bag of Doritos with you.
They were smuggling it in ceramic bowls and chip bags, including several Cheetos puff bags.
That makes sense.
I have many questions. First off, did they just straight up have bowls of cocaine? Like, I know
that's
we're talking.
What I'm thinking, yeah.
I know our point here is the Cheetos puff bags, but and ceramic bowls. So just like, here's my bowl of coke.
I'm guessing it was they smuggled them in the bags and they brought the bowls to put the.
It said the cocaine was in the bowl.
So, okay, well, then the ceramic bowl is here. They put the cocaine in the bottom and filled it with Cheetos on the top.
Maybe it's like
interesting.
Hey,
like
a Cheeto.
Cereal, but
it's
with
diabolical.
Coke instead of milk.
Right.
Have you ever done anything like that? Like, would you ever
cocaine?
Try
to
smuggling something into a place? Like,
oh, yeah,
for
I've
instance,
done that.
JP talks about going to the Shy Health Center and smuggling alcohol in.
Yep, I've
and
done
like,
that before.
So I am too chicken bleep to do that because I feel like you should get kicked out if they catch you. And I really
probably
don't want to miss out on whatever concert, or in this case, cruise, or go to jail that I'm in. But like, I'm just too chicken to try to smuggle that kind of stuff in. I've never been that person. Go to a Husker game. Like, if you go sit in the student section, there's just bottles of Fireball being passed around.
Right. Yeah.
Who is smuggling in Fireball when they're like patting you down? How do they not find that?
It's down in your shoe.
Like, do you have that? Is it in your back pocket?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, God, I hope not. Oh.
No, like, I've never tried to do that. I'm too chicken.
No, I couldn't do it either. I couldn't. I mean, particularly not with something worth $2.6 million.
Right, no kidding.
That's not just like you can't come to this football game. That's like you're going to jail for 10 years. But
pretty
Cheetos bags, too. Nice.
Yeah, all the Cheetos.
I mean, can you imagine how silly someone would look hopped up on cocaine that had been in Cheetos bags?
They'd be covered in all the orange.
The orange dust on the fingers and the orange dust all over the nose.
Don't miss this. Guess what happens next? Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Oh, Jake Owen has a story to tell.
Oh my gosh. Just wait, you guys.
We'll get that in the nitty gritty coming up.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, if you ever have the opportunity to go drinking with Jake Owen, be prepared to hear some honest thoughts.
It's fun.
That's what he dished out to Phil Mickelson when he saw him at Jordan Spieth's wedding last fall. It happened to be the day after Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods had that $9 million golf showdown. Jake apparently thought the whole thing was a ripoff, and a little liquid courage was all the excuse he needed to go over and tell that to Phil Mickelson. Here's Jake Owen describing what happened.
Okay, Phil, you owe me $29.99. I was like, for wasting 4 hours of my life with the golf I've ever seen. You guys hyped this whole thing up about this big match. You guys couldn't even make three birdies between the two of you. I want my $29.99 back and apologize to me for some golf.
Oh my God.
And he pulls out a wad out of his thing and he grabbed like a $100 bill. He's like, yeah, I won 90,000 of these yesterday.
He's oh
like,
my God.
He goes, take 100 and go f*** yourself.
What?
Yeah, that right is, to my
that
face.
That can't be real.
I swear.
Oh,
true story.
That is so epic.
So that was on a podcast.
I wish I had enough money to do that. God, that's awesome.
Well, when they tweeted out that clip, Phil Mickelson replied with just, quote, true story.
That is a classic story.
Well, it may seem as if Carrie Underwood just gave birth to her second baby, her son Jacob, who came back in January. She is still lamenting the fact that her figure has not bounced back as fast as she would like it to. But she has a huge tour, and it is launching in less than a month now. If the thought of starting a world tour just a few months after having a baby seems daunting to the average person, it probably does to Carrie, too. But she's mapping it out and taking it one step at a time. Carrie posted photos to her social media documenting her start of rehearsals. Quote, gang's all here. Great first day of rehearsals. Can't wait for the Cry Pretty Tour 360. Sorry. She followed that up with a second post about rehearsals day two, this time with a guitar. The Cry Pretty Tour kicks off May 1st in North Carolina and visits multiple cities through the end of October, including, of course, a stop right here in Lincoln on June 23rd. She's bringing Maddie and Tay and Runaway June out as opening acts, and you can win tickets to that show here in Lincoln on June 23rd. All day today in our Cash and Concerts contest, so be listening for that. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We like to share good things. If you got one, share it with us. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. I'll have for you a good thing you can win coming up in just a few.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What's a good thing we can share about today, Lord?
Okay, I love this story. So there's a woman in Kansas who said she wanted to do something for people affected by the flooding here in Nebraska. And right. She said a lot of people have helped her along the way, so she wanted to help others. Well, there is a Payless shoe store that is going out of business there. And there are a few hundred pairs of shoes left. They're clearing it all out for like a buck a pair. She went in there and she negotiated. She ended up getting all the few hundred pairs of shoes for $100.
Nice.
And they're all being sent to Nebraska flood victims. So it's 162 pairs of kids' shoes, a couple pairs of men's shoes, and a bunch of women's shoes were left over. Retail price would have been more than $6,000.
Wow.
But for $100, they're all going to Nebraska flood victims.
That's nice. Very cool. Oscar, Nick, you're good thing.
She sounds like a doer. Can she get them to stop burning that stuff down there
down in Kansas?
So it doesn't come up. It would help
Nebraska. Maybe that should be her next project.
Mine's real fast. Just jump on Twitter at Husker_Nick. That's my Twitter handle. I posted a photo. Kick off your day with something awesome, guys. Some dad brought his kid in to meet Mike Tyson, and he dressed him up like Lil Mac from the Mike Tyson's Punch-Out game, and he's standing there with his green gloves up, and Tyson thinks it's the funniest thing he's ever seen, and it's just an awesome video.
That's a very
takes you back
one
to the
too.
Old Nintendo days.
Yeah, yeah. My good thing is a benefit for you, where you can come, and we're going to be out every Wednesday this spring giving away tickets. So a big bunch of big shows, and we got Brothers Osborne tickets that we're going to be giving away today for the big show Lincoln on the Streets. So if you want to come out and grab a snack or beverage and freebies, we'll be out at Stop and Shop, about 33rd Yankee Hill. I'll be there from 4:30 to 5:30, and it's going to happen every Wednesday throughout the spring to get you as many tickets as possible to win all kinds of tickets to different
awesome.
Shows. So another chance for you to be a big winner with good things. So again, 4:30 to 5:30, Stop and Shop around 33rd and Yankee Hill with Brothers Osborne tickets for you to win. Just one of the many good things out there today.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Lauren found a very interesting story about a rivalry gone wrong.
This is pretty amazing. You'll laugh, I promise.
Look at that.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Some officers are in a little bit of trouble.
Something tells me this investigation took longer than it probably should have.
Oh, you think?
Yes. Okay. So, this is 100% real in Michigan. One of the fire departments there in the city of Troy, their snacks kept going missing. They have a pantry because, you know, firefighters in general they sleep there and all that. And they have a lot of food.
Yes.
They have a fairly extensive pantry because they cook meals, they have snacks, all kinds of stuff because they live there.
Zombie apocalypse, if you come across a fire station,
good thought is
to take a look in there and see what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
not just cool boots.
Their locked walk-in food pantry stuff kept disappearing.
What?
And they did not know what was going on.
It was locked.
Super good news, though. If you're in the fire department, that probably means you know a few police officers.
Exactly.
That you could hit up and say, guys, hey, look, I know you're busy. But like anywhere else in life, if you could come help your friends out.
Right.
Push us to the front of the line. And hook us up if there's ever a fire at your house. We got you. Don't worry.
So this investigation took a little while, but they finally figured out there were 20 Troy police officers.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Who had been picking the lock and going in and taking all the snacks. They were robbing the snacks from the fire department.
Doesn't this sound like the storyline to Super Troopers 3? and of course, it's just Farva, who wasn't invited along. The one cop that no one liked, who actually started looking into this. Like, they're calling the cops. The rest of the cops are just like, I don't know. I'm looking around. I don't see any clues. Yeah,
it's Farva.
My favorite part is the officers explained they'd been invited to eat before at the fire station, so they thought it would be okay. There was one time they invited us all over for lunch, so we thought we could just go back and eat their lunch whenever we wanted.
They said we could have this. That's so funny.
They're those friends you invite to your house one time, and you're like, hey, no problem. If you're hungry, there's chips in there. Help yourself. Not a big deal. And then every time they show up, the first thing they do is beeline into your chip cabinet and start taking your Doritos. Jerks!
So they're trying to be very transparent with all of this now. There's one tweet. Somebody tweeted them, I started reading this as if it was from The Onion. Low-key hilarious or real? And the Troy Police Department tweeted back, it's real. We want to make sure everyone has access to the facts on this.
Oh, wow.
There's going to be like a major internal investigation over this.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
That's so awkward.
Officials say they hope they will, quote, continue to enjoy a positive work relationship as we have historically and look forward to moving ahead with the same outstanding working relationship.
Follow-up story. Oddly enough, a lot of police officers' houses are starting to burn down. No one can figure out why. Weird.
Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Get you the next Cash and Concerts keyword coming up. Plus, more on the mayor of Nebraska ball and a game you can play with what Fred said coming up.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
We're gonna play a little game coming up here in a second, but first, we want to let you know about what went down with our new mayor of Nebraska ball.
Do we have a person on the line yet?
No, we'll get them. 466-9696 if you'd like to play a game. We'll give you a chance to win passes.
Yes. We're going to get passes. You in like a minute.
And so we'll get to...
Bring this person
Kix,
in.
Good morning. Who's this?
Who's this?
This is Ashley.
All right, Ashley. Hang on the phone. We're going to play the game with you in a second, minute. Okay?
Don't cuss.
All right, just sit right
even
there.
Even when you're on hold. We can still hear you.
Okay.
We'll know.
Hang on, Ashley.
You know what this is? It just occurred to me. This is kind of an out-of-context contest, Fred Hoiberg style.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
That makes sense.
A little bit.
But we're going to play What Fred Said. But so first...
Fred Hoiberg is the new mayor of Lincoln. That's his nickname that he got while he was at Iowa State. All you need to know is this. One, his grandfather coached here. They gave him...
Which is awesome.
They gave him a
It was the press release,
wasn't
it? Yeah,
the press release from his grandfather coming here. They actually had a player that was also played for his grandpa. Asked him a question, and his question was, are you going to help out Scott Frost make the football team better? That's okay. But Fred Hoiberg, here's all you need to know. He's one of the best coaches in the nation. Like, we landed easily the number one guy that was on the market. Wow. This is two off seasons now in a row. Bill Moose has landed the top coach. One, Scott Frost, now Fred Hoiberg. And the other thing you need to know, Fred Hoiberg has a theory, and I love this theory. It's either shoot for 3 points behind the three-point line, or if you're going to go for two, do it right next to the hoop. Because it's not efficient if you're shooting for two from 10 feet out when you could shoot for two from 1 foot out.
So that means a lot of boom shakalakas.
That does mean a lot of boom shakalakas.
Or threes. Nice.
Yes, and there's a lot of fun stuff and stats about Fred Hoiberg, and maybe we'll post something up on our Facebook page so you guys can kind of see some of the press releases. But get excited, because this guy's a big-time recruiter, and he's a lot of fun.
And he was introduced yesterday, officially, with the press conference, and that is what we are using for our game of What Fred Said.
What Fred Said. We need a little Right Said Fred to start.
Right Said Fred.
By the way, get used to the phrase, Go Big Fred.
Go Big Fred?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
Which is, have the shirt.
I've seen t-shirts.
All right.
Yeah.
Ashley, are you ready to play the game?
Sure.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do.
I like that we didn't tell you what the game was. We didn't even tell you if there was a prize.
You're all
in.
But
you know what? You just called in and jumped on with us. God bless you.
Yep, that's right.
All right. So
God bless you.
I am going to read you some statements. All you have to do is say, yes, Fred said that, or no, Fred didn't say that.
How about yes, Fred, no Fred?
This is
yes, Fred, or no Fred? Okay.
Yes, Fred, or no Fred?
This is during his press conference yesterday.
Yes.
Some of these are quotes. Some of them are not. And we'll help you figure out one way or the other. Here you go.
All right. Okay. You need 3 out of 5 to win. First, wouldn't it be great if we all had crystal balls?
No, Fred.
No, Fred.
Wouldn't it be great if we all had crystal balls? Wouldn't life be so much easier?
Yeah, Fred did say, wouldn't it be great if we all had crystal balls?
He was asked how quickly he'd be able to turn around the team and get the first win ever in Husker history in the tournament, and he said that.
Wouldn't it be great if we all had crystal balls? All right, that's all right.
It's okay. You've got plenty of questions to get right.
Four left.
All right.
Number two, go home. That's your home. Are you too good for your home?
Ooh.
Yes, Fred, no, Fred.
Oh, I'm going to say no, Fred.
Go you home. Are right.
That's your okay. home. Are you too good for your home?
That was Happy Gilmore.
Of course, that was Happy Gilmore. She putted the ball towards the hole and it did not fall
and
in.
Lauren
or,
tried to do her
oh,
best.
I've seen that movie many times.
That was a Lauren quote from mini golf.
Maybe.
Was yelling
maybe.
At her golf.
Which could very well happen.
All right, number three.
She's got a point.
I don't know. What should I say to them? I don't know. What should I say to them?
Yes, Fred or no, Fred?
Did he say that during his press conference?
I'm going to say no, Fred.
I don't know. What should I say to him?
He didn't say that. He was asked by an Iowa State reporter that drove all the way out here, the people at home are sad that you're at Nebraska. What do you have to say to him? And he said, I don't know. What am I supposed to say to him? Way to go, Hoiberg! Iowa hate!
All right, it's not over. If you get the last two, you still win.
We'll help you.
Okay.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
No, Fred.
That's right. You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That was Patches O'Houlihan in dodgeball.
What if he said that, and that was part of their new workout?
It's the drill.
That would be like, so that's great. The secret to a good basketball team is throwing dodge wrenches
wrench.
At the guys.
Can you see him? Tossing right. wrenches at Isaiah
hey,
Roby.
By the way, no pressure, but this is the one for all the mobbles.
Yep.
Yes, one more, and you win. Well, I'm sitting at my table doing a puzzle in my robe watching Price is Right.
Yes, Fred or no, Fred?
No, Fred.
Yes, Fred.
Yes. Say yes, Fred.
Yes, it's Fred.
Yes, Fred, I mean.
Yeah, there you go.
Here it is.
Well, I'm sitting here at my table doing a puzzle in my robe and watching Price is Right. That's pretty good.
It's like that song, watching Captain Kangaroo.
He had a buddy call him who's a coach and say, Fred, because Fred didn't coach last year. He was fired from the Bulls. Yeah. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And that's what he said.
Well, I'm sitting at my table in my robe doing a puzzle, watching The Price is Right.
I'm going to like this guy.
Do I want to go back
that's
to work?
My favorite show.
Right? Yeah. Plinko nice. Game. Plinko game all awesome. Day long. I love the Plinko game.
Ashley, you won what Fred said.
Awesome.
What does she win?
She wins movie passes to go see whatever movie she'll go see this weekend.
See, it pays to watch his press conference. Way to go, yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Definitely did not.
Hang on the line, Ashley. We'll get more details to you. And again, we are very excited about the mayor of Nebraska ball being here in town, Fred Hoiberg. And I'm sure there's lots more news to come.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We're going to do our best to sort out an issue between Katie and her husband in couples therapy. That's on the way.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it, I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
All right, it's time for couples therapy, where we sort out any issues you have, and we do it so it's super cheap for you. Because, well, I mean,
well,
it's
we're
expensive.
Let's talk about this for a second.
Okay,
are there any couples therapists in town that can boast 100% success rate? Just us. All right,
I love your media marketing plan.
I just
want to
throw
with
that out
therapy.
There. Just us. You're welcome, Lincoln.
Well, especially because we never claim to fix anything. We just claim we'll pull the people.
Right.
And
we'll 100% laugh and giggle about it.
Exactly.
That's
and
on
at
our
that,
billboard.
We are good at. All right. Who do we have, JP?
We are bringing in Katie, who has an issue that she needs us to basically intervene with her husband.
Okay.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so what's going on? What's the issue between you
Lay
and your husband?
Lay it out there. We'll solve this. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to talk to you guys this morning.
We're excited
so
to talk
first,
to
you. Okay, so I need to tell you that my husband, Rob, and I absolutely love your show. So
Aww.
Thank you for that.
We like Aww. You already.
And, yeah. So, but for the sake of this morning and this call to you, I got to say that I'm loving you guys a little bit more this morning.
Okay, so you like our show more than your husband.
Yeah,
All right, slightly
buttering
us up a little.
The meter is going her direction. Yes.
So it's beautiful now, right? I mean, the weather's getting really nice, and I love the warm weather. I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to, like, get in the pool. And I know you guys are probably excited, too. It's, you know, it's great. It's been really cold, and it's been great that it's warming up now. Yes. Except warm weather means huge problems for me.
Okay. Why?
So, well, because once it reaches, not even 75 degrees, my husband, who's 48 years young, he only wears bro tanks, cargo shorts, and flip-flops.
I'm sorry.
Everywhere. So embarrassing. Like, it's like so bad.
Sorry.
I am like 90% sure that I think he hides his clothes, so that's all he can wear. It's ridiculous.
I swear you own things with sleeves. Where are they?
I just want
you to know. So embarrassing.
Your
it
husband's
totally
my power
doesn't matter
animal.
Even where we go.
Really? So, everywhere?
Yeah. Like, we can go out to eat at a really nice restaurant. We could be at a ball game. We could even go to the Wilderness Ridge for a cocktail after work on Fridays. And there he is in his bro tank cargos and flip flops.
You might need extra pockets, and that's why they're on the sides
of
the shorts.
He's way too old for this. This is so embarrassing.
Oh, wow.
No guy approaching 50 should look like they're trying to be a frat boy. Seriously.
Now, I will say, and this is 100%, this is 100% a personal
awesome.
Opinion. Everyone's allowed to wear what they want. I think tank tops look silly on men all the time.
Oh, man.
All the time, regardless of age. I don't know. It's unless you're, like, at the beach.
I love me bro
you
tank.
You know, he's got a nice body. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, almost 50 and 300 pounds. I mean, he's got a nice body, but still, he's almost 50.
All right.
Literally, somebody gave one to my 4-year-old, and I was like, no.
That's
I
awesome.
Tried, and I was like, you look ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. Put him in it and let him rock it.
That's so funny.
Bro tanks are awesome.
My husband's fully aware. This is 100% a personal opinion, but I don't know why he just looks so silly
them.
To me.
No, they're so good. All right, so your husband's on the line with us.
Rob, yeah, Rob, good morning, Rob.
Rob, what up?
Wow. I was just doing push-ups, and I feel funny now talking to you guys.
That's so funny.
All right, so explain the bro tank thing. What's going on here?
Defend yourself.
I mean, come on. Seriously, 50, or right? 50 is the new 30. Isn't that what we hear?
That's right.
That was the last time my cargo shorts fit, okay?
The fact that they fit. Nice.
So to be clear, I don't think there's anything wrong with any of this stuff. I'm, you know, look, I'm young, right? You're young as you feel, and I've been on testosterone shots for like 4 months.
Okay.
After about 3 or 4 weeks, I definitely started to like see this, you know, my body come back to life instead of an older dude.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that it's a rebirth for me, and I don't think there's anything wrong with the fact that at 48, I'm probably in as good, if not better shape than I've been in my life, where I've got, you know, a little, some arms and thighs and even my stomach. I finally got it. You know, I've got a little cut going on.
Nice.
And I'm going to tell you that I'm offended. Why can't I freaking show off my body, regardless of how old I am, and to wear shorts and a bro top or, you know, a tank? Dude, I just bought one that said, literally on a blue tank I just bought, it goes, "Sun's out, guns out." Does that make sense?
We might be having separate arguments.
And guns are out. I like it.
Are you? Do you have super buff toes or something?
You can find that, by the way. You can go look that up on the internet. You'll see the shirt I just bought. Yeah.
I'm confused as to why that would cause you to wear flip-flops to a fancy restaurant.
Comfortable.
It's comfort.
I do that in the summer.
That's right. Thank you very much. There's nothing wrong with, it's like just wearing a nice bright yellow shirt in spring. Everybody around you is like, yeah, it's spring. That's my statement. Okay?
I go
there
to
like
Wilderness
eight
Ridge
different
and
arguments here.
And they're like, that's just Husker Nick. Like, they just get it. It's all
right. Why is it okay for women to wear, you know, tanks or camis, and they show off their arms and their stomach?
But
guys can't do anything like that. Well, I don't get it. What's up with this?
There's dressy flip flops. I've seen them. I'm like, how are you wearing
flip
flops?
That's a separate argument. I want like a little flower that's got like these fake little diamondy things on it, and it's really nice.
No. And by the way, there are some serious flip flops that are like $80-$90 a pair.
Right.
It's like
true.
You could wear them with a suit, right?
Yeah,
suit flip flops. That's a good
idea.
You just
now
bought
you're
a
nice.
I buy Under Armour. I buy Nike. I got
like
great stuff. I've got from Shields. and the gap. Dude, I look good. And although I'm 50 or almost, I mean, come on. I don't think you'd know it if you saw me, you know, after a set of
Katie,
at the
is
gym.
This about age or is this about dressing for your circumstance?
No, I mean, come on. I'm older too, and I don't wear mini skirts, you know. So my
you
butt
could
hanging out. But no, that would just, honey. There's a protocol, you know.
All right, we got to take it to the people.
You should look nice.
Real okay. quick, I'm on his team. Whose team are you guys on? We got to get to the people.
I think it's fair to ask that you wear decent clothes when you go out.
He said
to
he wears them
place.
Everywhere. This all is all right. he wears.
Here we go.
Is it about just change. Going out and eating, or is it about being who you are
That's
and
right.
then participating?
And I've got, right. I'm with him on cargo shorts. I got two little kids. I got to put stuff in those pockets.
Right, everywhere.
That's right.
Let's take it to the people.
Stay put. Here's what's next with go. The J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
You need to pick a side. 466-9696. Are you team Katie and Rob shouldn't be wearing the bro tanks and the cargo shorts? Or are you team Rob and he's worked hard? Yes. He wants to show off what he's done.
That's right. Team Rob.
Are you team Rob, team Katie? 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Get to the poll now.
In the morning.
Makes me laugh.
It's never boring.
A little bit of music and a lot of funny talking.
It's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Kix 96.9.
It's Couples Therapy, and we take it to the people now, where we are deciding the fate of Rob's bro tanks.
Oh, man. Rob, rock the bro tank.
Rebecca on Facebook says, Team Rob, so long as he's groomed and everything is clean and fits. And Kyle says, come on, even frat boys wear suits sometimes.
Should we wear something different to work? Do you wear something different to work, Rob?
Maybe. Depends on the weather, right?
Wait. So Katie said, you wear something nicer to work. You change into that to go to a fancy place to have drinks after work? You change into a bro tank and flip-flops?
You see what I deal with?
Listen, isn't life about comfort? I mean, seriously,
right? The creature comforts, that's for sure.
No, honey,
and the only reason they tell us to even wear underwear is just in case we get in an accident.
Okay,
other than that,
JP or buddies,
right?
Why are you shaking your head, JP?
I didn't say I'm just. I laughed. I didn't shake my head.
I feel like we're getting a deeper and deeper look into Rob's true psyche here.
I like Rob.
All right, we're taking your phone calls at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Thought I'd go ahead and play some Kenny
Chesney. Cargo shorts without underwear sounds horrible.
It's actually quite comfortable.
Oh, but there's like
if
thick seams and stuff.
No, nope. You can see it. That butt crack sweat.
Where are your calls? And
that'll get you.
Couples therapy.
Get you
now.
Quick. Suntan.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
It's Couples Therapy where you're deciding the fate of Rob's bro tanks and cargo shorts.
I think I figured this out a little bit too, by the way.
All right.
It's because he's on that TRT. Testosterone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start doing this, JP. He
yeah.
is an alpha now. He's getting back to being an alpha. And he wants to wear those sleeveless shirts. Get them arms
almost
out.
Almost 50.
Yes,
man.
Right. I like it.
All right, so what side are you on?
You already wear bro tanks, JP.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
I love me a good bro tank. I will own that till the day I die.
So
I'm
we've asked you
it.
To pick a side. Katie thinks her husband, Rob, shouldn't wear bro tanks and cargo shorts. Rob wants to show off all the hard work he's done and get to get in shape, and we want to know what side you're on.
Also, cargo shorts are practical. Like, here's the deal. I told my wife this one time when she told me not to wear cargo shorts anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, then fine. I will never carry your wallet. I will
That's
not carry your
good
license,
point.
Your keys, none of that stuff when we go to a concert.
Now, I thought you guys said
not
cargo
happening.
Shorts make you look old.
No, I love them. That's all I own. Cargo shorts. I can carry all sorts of stuff.
You guys seem to know all the rules for this better
I love
than I. I thought cargo shorts are for old guys.
Oh, no.
Nah.
I am also 37, almost 38. So maybe I crossed over. I have no idea. Don't know. Love them.
Hi, Kix. What side are you on?
I have so much to say about this, but I am totally with the guys.
You're a team Rob, okay?
Yes.
Katie, you gasped.
I am totally with the guys just because I have, like, friends of mine that are age 50 that have really rocking bodies, better than friends of mine who are age 20. And they can show them off, I feel like, if they want. If they're proud of their progress, I feel like
you
them showing it off builds.
Yeah, you can do all that and show it off a little bit.
That's
Audrey starts out on Rob's team, but it takes it. Hold on. Audrey on Facebook says.
She's on a trip and she's figuring it out as she goes.
Audrey says, all for the bro tanks. My husband loves them, but they are not allowed at restaurants or date nights, strictly for at home or outdoors in the sun.
Oh.
It started out well for you, Rob, and then it kind of took a journey.
We had another caller. We had another caller that's 50-50, but thinks that maybe a sleeve of the shirt's like Larry the Cable Guy would be the way to go.
Yeah.
Hi, Kix. What side are you on?
This guy has no class at all.
Oh, really? Why is that? Oh, have you ever worn cargo shorts?
Yeah, but not out in a nice restaurant.
Okay. All
right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Team Katie.
When his wife's out with a gentleman, he'll talk a different story.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
I know. That was pretty. He's going to fight
you. He brought out his angry
eyes.
He's like,
you wear a bro tank? I'm going to fight you over that bro tank.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I want to run into that guy in my tank top.
Okay. No, don't do that.
Hi, Kix. You're on Couples Therapy. What side are you on?
I'm kind of leaning towards the wife, but I have maybe a compromise that he doesn't wear any sort of tank top when you're around food, because who really wants to see armpit hair when they're eating?
That's true. Unless you've gone
so
and
sad.
Really quickly, there's a major problem here. What did you say your name was?
Linnell.
Linnell, I love you to death.
But okay.
Compromise
I love you too.
Is not something that happens in marriage.
No. Yeah, and hey, I'm divorced, so I know what to do next time around.
We appreciate you.
I mean, the armpit hair, just as long as you don't have little, like, white ballies in there from your deodorant.
Don't braid it.
That, right?
You do the gel, not the white ballies.
Tweet coming in. This is from Luke. Luke says, not a bro tank fan, but camo cargs all day long. You know it. I got two pair of those bad boys.
Camo ones are the
best.
I'm
invisible from the waist to my knees. Woo!
Just a torso.
You don't know
around.
What's happening. You're like, I see bottom legs and an upper body. No middle area.
Let's get one more call. Hi, Kix.
I am on Katie's side, but I have to explain.
Okay.
I'm on Katie's side because I think she only wants him to dress, I don't want to say better, but maybe more appropriate for situations. Like if they're going out to dinner, maybe he could dress a little nicer. I don't think she wants him to stop wearing them completely, but if he could do it basically what Lauren said, situationally, I think they would both be happy because then he would be giving her what she wants, kind of. But he'd still get what he wants.
Katie, does that feel like an accurate assessment to you?
You know, I could live with that compromise.
That's a compromise, at least based on the situation?
I could live with that compromise.
What if he took a dress button-up shirt and cut it into a bro tank?
Oh, God.
So then he had the button-up portion of this. So if you
that
are like a nice...
That just looks tacky. That would
there
be
are some.
So hot.
I have seen some.
There you go. See?
I don't know where it's like American Eagle.
Oh, she likes it.
Yeah.
I think at American Eagle, you can get those button collared button shirts with the sleeves that are automatically gone.
Really?
They look pretty classy.
Boom.
That was some like deck
Hang
shoes
on, that might be a
and some cargo shorts
shirt for me now.
You can't wear that without a mullet.
I mean,
no way.
That's awesome.
You'll get arrested.
Idea. You will not get arrested.
No, you absolutely, like, there's a law, I think. You can't wear something like that without a mullet.
We need a mullet wigs for Stampede and those
outfits.
The
only drawback of that situation is I'm pretty sure American Eagle, like Aeropostale, they're only for, like, teenagers. Like, it can't, like, if JP goes walking into... In American Eagle, they're going to think you're there to kidnap somebody.
Rob and I need to go in there together. We pick out some good sleeveless shirts.
Dude, I think we found something for Stampede, I'll tell you that right now.
Well,
I
kind of
want to invite Rob to Stampede.
Right?
Like, maybe can we invite them to come with us?
You know, that's a great
idea.
Because
this has been really fun.
Stampede is the perfect situation for bro tanks.
That's all I wear, bro tanks and cargo shorts. You know the only thing, Rob, let me ask you this. There's only one thing in the world better, and tell me if you agree, than bro tank and cargo shorts and flip-flops. And that's... Flip-flops, cargo shorts, and a hoodie. Now that is where the world is amazing.
I agree with you.
Yes, that's the greatest place to live in the world.
Here's why. Even if you get a little chill, you just pull up the hoodie and you hide.
Yeah.
And then nobody, they can say whatever they want. You can walk out, show it off, show a little leg action, get my flips going, and pull that hoodie up. And exit stage left.
The only drawback is when you're walking around like that, you always get asked where to buy weed. I don't understand that, but that's what it is.
All right, so on Twitter, it is Team Katie at 66%.
It's interesting. This keeps happening. It's almost exactly flipped.
It's opposite.
On Twitter, it is 62% pro Team Katie. On Facebook, it is 59% pro pro team Rob. So
we have solved nothing.
Wow, that's a split. Oh,
I think we have, though. I think the situational conversation has opened the door to Katie believing that it's okay for Rob to wear them in certain situations as long as Rob wears something different to look a little dressier.
Fresh 402, I'm going to summarize what he said on a tweet, and it's a really good one.
Okay.
If she's not happy with what he's wearing, have her listen to our last date or dump him. Because that guy's shirt was way worse.
Yeah. The
E to D shirt
that he was wearing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right.
See?
Well,
are you guys both willing maybe to attempt that compromise where if it's a nice restaurant, you put on a real shirt?
Just say no, Rob.
Or something a little more situationally appropriate. But, Katie,
back,
you accept the bro tanks and cargo shorts and flip-flops in other situations?
Sun's out, guns out.
Rob says no.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Listen, I love my wife, just to be clear, right? Yeah. I mean, we're good. We're cool. And as we age, what we really find out is we're going to die one day. And if I'm not wearing my cargos and my flips and my tank bro top and until I die, I mean, think of the time I missed on this earth living my life the way I wanted to. Right? Serious. I love you, Katie, but come on now.
You should probably move somewhere warmer.
You're missing
like 5 months
of
possible bro tank weather.
Just plan on like the 21st, 23rd, 20th, 21st, and 22nd of June. Come hang out with us at Stampede and bring all the bro tanks.
We'll be there. I swear we will. Right, Katie? We're good.
Yeah, and I'll be there in my pajamas.
Hey, that's not an uncommon thing. We have seen onesies down at Country Stampede, so feel free to bring your footy pajamas. And thank you both very much for being a part of the show.
We love your show, you guys. Thank you for helping us solve our marital issues.
Thank you very much.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
All right, you can let us know your thoughts as well. Continuing on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. If you need our help with any couples issues, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969, brought to you by Maxima.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
To you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue. Parents just don't understand.
And sometimes they're absolutely wrong in what they have to say. We had this as a good thing a while back.
Hold on. Carter, you're in the car with your mom right now listening to me. My little six-year-old son. Your mom and dad are never wrong. Whatever JP's about to tell you, not true. I'm never wrong. Your mother's never wrong. Okay, go ahead. I just had to get that out because he's going to call. My kid is conniving. He'll bring this up. Well, JP said you guys are wrong all the time.
So we begin with a story from Florida. There's a woman named Catherine Daniel, and she posted about her 11-year-old daughter and how her 11-year-old daughter loves to watch TV, particularly something called The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, which is a Disney Channel show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's always on her daughter to turn off the television. She sneaks to watch TV, stuff like that. Well, not long ago, Catherine and her daughter were in a restaurant, and Catherine started choking. Like really, really choking, could not breathe. Mm-hmm. Her daughter jumps up, runs around the table, and performs the Heimlich maneuver. How did her daughter know the Heimlich maneuver? How did you know how to do that, sweetie? She learned it on The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
I was going to say, it's either TV or YouTube is what the answer is.
Right.
It is specifically, I guess there was an episode of The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody where somebody had to do the Heimlich maneuver and they talked about how to do it.
Wow, what a sweet life.
That woman is alive today because of all the excess television.
That's right.
Her 11-year-old watched. 100%. Next time she tries to tell her to turn it off. Oh, yeah, Mom? You're still breathing, I notice. I notice, you're walking around.
How's that breathing going on?
Yeah. And when we were kids, my brother and I, my youngest brother, Trev, he's a neurologist now in town. Just remember that. Put that in your back pocket for a second. My mom and dad used to get mad at us because he'd sit on the computer playing video games, and I would sit on the TV playing like Madden or Major League Baseball or whatever.
Right.
And our parents would come down and be furious. They're like, you guys, that's going to lead you to nowhere. It's not worth anything, blah, 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 blah. Not only did my brother, he was so good at the game he played, he made thousands of dollars off of it while he was in high school, but also he sent him, this just happened like 6 months ago, he sent him a study that most doctors were big time video gamers when they were younger, and it's and like people who are surgeons, it's super good for hand-eye coordination to play video games. Yeah. And he's just like, see that, Mom? And by the way, I'm on ESPN. So come on, it worked out well! I saw him got an apology, but she gave Trev one. kind of bitter.
You're pining for an apology from your mom.
Yeah, she'll call up the show. I ain't sorry still, Nick.
All right, so let's get to it.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We want you to call in or on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. So 466-9696. Tell us the time you were right and your parents were wrong. I'll tell you about the one that my mom is haunted to this day about coming up. We want your calls, 466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter. Give you a chance to go to the movies on us, and it's brought to you by Todd Valley Farm.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Lincoln's new country. Kix 96.9. Kix 96.9, cash in concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
All right, so in the 6 o'clock hour is Ryan. The last hour, it was Bingham, because it's Ryan. Bingham is an artist that's going to be coming. And your word for this hour, bourbon.
B-O-U-R-B-O-N,
correct.
Right?
Yes.
B-O-U-R-B-O-N is how you spell bourbon.
So Ryan Bingham bourbon. That's what's happening tonight. So bourbon is your word for this hour. Put it on our website at kzkx.com for your chance to win $1,000 and concert tickets with Carrie Underwood tickets on the line for today. We're asking you about the time you were right and your parents were wrong.
Or the time your kid was right and you were wrong. Like the message Lisa just sent us.
Okay.
My daughter got in trouble for letting the dog out of the yard and then lying about it. He was out. And it was clearly because she had left the fence open. She swore he must have jumped the fence. Well, it was over 5 feet tall, so of course we did not believe her. She was in trouble. She was lying.
Right.
Later that night, I watched the dog climb the fence and jump over the top. I had to apologize and tell her I was wrong.
The sneaky sneak.
Mm-hmm.
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Tell us the time you were right and your parents were wrong, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You're the parent and your kid was right.
I have to admit, I guess the dog can climb the fence.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969, to join the conversation. And when you're with the movies on us, Shazam out this weekend, Pet Sematary 2, with your conversation next. Tell us the time you were right and your parents are wrong, or vice versa. 466-9696.
Michelle on Facebook. When I was 15, I was dating a boy who was a long-haired hippie. My parents were certain this was not the boy for me. We were never going to make it. 30 years later, we're still together. We've been married for 23 years this year, so I guess they were wrong. The good news is now both my parents recognize he was the right guy for me.
Aw, that's pretty sweet. 466-9696 for Facebook and Twitter. Tell us the time you were right and your parents were wrong, or vice versa. We'll get Ellie. She's on hold here in a second. We'll get her story and mine about... The one big regret my mom has when I was right. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter to join the conversation.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
The time you were right and your parents were wrong, or vice versa. As we had a kid who was getting a lot of trouble from mom from being on TV too much.
Just so much watching TV. You're always watching Disney Channel, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. You sneak to watch it when you're not supposed to be watching TV. Mm-hmm. And then mom started choking, like real full, no breathing choking.
Right.
And her 11-year-old daughter jumps up and does the Heimlich maneuver because she learned it on the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. So all that TV watching literally saved mom's
it
life.
Paid off.
Take that, mom.
So your story, you can let us know on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969.
Nicole says, when my daughter was probably 6 or 7, she was supposed to be in bed, but insisted there was a spider on her ceiling. My husband thought she was just stalling. She bet him $100 it was a spider. Uh-huh. Of course it was a spider after all. Needless to say, he does not make $100 bets with our kids anymore.
Hi, Kix.
Well, my daughter was right in this case. She was at daycare and had a fall, and because she was so overdramatic with her injuries, we just kind of brushed it off and brushed it off and told her she was fine, you're fine,
right.
Put some ice on it. Turns out she had a broken arm that we didn't get checked out until 24 hours later.
That, though, because with my kids, like, there is the same level of drama for a scraped knee versus an amputated leg. It is like
exactly
same level of drama, it's same true. Reaction
every time.
There's no way to know.
Nope. Caleb, who listens to us from Yankton, South Dakota, says, when I was 17, my dad thought I stole $20 from him. We got in a big fight, almost a full-on wrestling match. 2 weeks later, we found the $20 bill under the couch, and he felt real bad about it.
Okay, JP, you need to tell us the story of the scar on your arm.
Right, and my mother, to this day, I texted her and said, hey, is there a time where I was right and you were wrong when I was a kid? And she had to think about it, and then she called me last night and said the one regret she has was I was running with a friend at school, and we were racing to get to class, and I put my hand through one of those vertical glass windows in a door, I cut my arm to the bone. You could see my bone. It was pretty bad. And so I had to sit in the nurse's office, and I went to Crete. My mom worked in Lincoln, had to drive all the way to Crete to pick me up and bring me all the way back to Lincoln to go to the doctor. And so they numbed my arm and put it on like a table or whatever that they do to,
to stitch it up.
And put a light down there, and the doctor's going, and I go, my arm is really hot. He's like, well, that might be just your arm is numb to what's going on. He's like, no, it feels like my arm is burning. My mom's like, you're fine, you're fine. Just let him sew this up. It'll be really quick, and we'll be done. So you can barely see the cut on my arm. You can see better the third-degree burn on my arm because they used the wrong light bulb to do the surgery.
You're burning my arm. You're fine. Hold still.
Quit being a baby. You're making me look bad.
Right? So I love you, Mom, and I understand that that's one that'll haunt you to this day. But, yeah, if you've got a story like that, you can share it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.